Good to have you with us here on the Horseman's Corner. Next three segments of the program is going to be with Randy Dunn, who has the Bath Brothers Ranch at Laramie, Wyoming, which has an interesting history. Give us some of the history of the ranch, would you, Randy?
Yeah, our family came to Wyoming in the late fall of 1867. They got about 12 miles from the current town of Laramie. Snowstorm set in, and they stopped there, and there was a pond which was, you know, on the place, and they decided to winter there. They turned all their oxen and what few cows they had, horses loose when winter set in, and then that spring they went down and found them on the all along the river where our present buildings are now, and they started building a stone house there. They decided they were on their way to California and decided they weren't going to go any further, and they started building the house in the spring of 1868, finished it in 1871, and built a barn. They found all the livestock down on the river, and you know, they were fat in good shape, and so they just decided there was no sense going any further. They homesteaded that ground and built the, well, I guess you could call it historic Bath Stone House, which is on the National Historical Register, and started ranching in the Little Laramie Valley. And there's just so much history to talk about. My great-great-grandfather Al Bath was a sheriff in Albany County, and he got killed in the line of duty. But there were five of my great-great-uncles that settled out here in the valley and married different people, and they're still all related. And then there was the four original Bath brothers that started the Bath Brothers Ranch, and then my grandma Myrtle Bath and another great aunt Florence Bath, and all of them had different ranches. Fred Bath, who was a great great uncle, he had the Stone Ranch most of his life, but Fred was an entrepreneur. They built the first wood frame building in the town of Laramie in 1868, that's the year before the Union Pacific Railroad came through, you know, got to Laramie, and that was 1869. There's just so much history. It's hard to talk about in just a little while. Fred won the second ever Cheyenne Frontier Days. Had great uncles, Harry Bath, who was in the original Ben-Hur movie in 1924, and we still have his contract from Metro Golden Mayer, making $25 a day, and it was signed by Cecil B. DeMille, and Raymond Navarro was the lead actor in that. Had another great uncle, Mervyn Bath, who was then ended up being in Texas Wild West Show, and he was the first guy to ride a horse called 5 Minutes Midnight, and then he went with Tex Austin over to England. They had a command performance for the King and Queen of England, and he rode the horse 5 Minutes to Midnight over there. They went to England on a ship called Nard, who that was the same freighting line as the Titanic, and we have dinner cards and placemats that all the guys that were in that, back in them days they called them rodeo troops, not, you know, a company, but they were a rodeo troop, and Tex Austin and all the guys that were in that rodeo troop signed the, you know, the dinner card and a placemat, and they just kept on ranching, and then it's been handed down to the family, and my grandson now is the eighth generation on the same ranch. One historical thing that they always talked about, and that's one thing my family really did was keep up with all the history, and you know, all the people, you know, had notes, and then they came up with a book called The Bass Family, and it has all the history in it. But it was in 1878, and between our family and a couple other neighbors, the Indians stole 300 head of horses, and at that time drove them to what was called the Red Cloud Agency over by Ogallala, Nebraska, and they had tracked the horses and the Indians over there and went to the government for some kind of restitution on the horses that they stole, and 20 years later the government paid them $20 a head for, you know, at the time they were stolen, them horses were between $50 and, you know, $100 a head. They raised three mountain horses for the Army for 15 years, and we still have old books and pictures of the horses and their names, how much they sold for to the U.S. government for remount horses. And they'd always bred and raised horses, and we've just kind of kept the tradition going, and of course, Chip Merritt and I were really good friends, and, you know, brought horses over here, and we used his studs on some of the mares that my family had. And then after Chip's dad, Hyde, got killed in a kind of a tragic train accident, he had pulled up on the railroad track in a snowstorm, missed the crossing, and the train came along and hit his pickup, killed him. But we had his horses, and they stayed here for quite a few years, and we got involved with a guy named Randy Johnston, and his dad was Stanley Johnston, and he's the guy that raised all of the Driftwood horses. He had a horse called Orphan Drift. He'd start out with five daughters of Driftwood and bred a horse called Poker Speedy, who was world champion cut horse, and we had his horses here for about 8 years, and they were just a tremendous set of horses, and they were all daughters of Poker Speedy or Orphan Drift, and so we started incorporating at one time between Chip and I. We had four sons of Blue Valentine here on the ranch, and we bred them to the Driftwood mares, and then the Chip's high percentage Blue Valentine mares, and we'd also got involved with a guy named Porter Willis, who had Driftwood horses that came out of California, and we just incorporated, you know, those mares, and we bought a stud from Porter called My Drifting Pride. So we just kept incorporating those horses into the Blue Valentine mares that we had that were, you know, pretty high percentage, and you know, Chip had his horses here for, you know, about 10 or 12 years, and we just kept selling weanlings in the fall to, you know, lots of people, and then we decided to, you know, start having our own sale, and I guess that's 23 years ago after this sale, so that's kind of a little brief history of you know, how the horse is involved, but there's just so many stories about the history of the Bass family and the Merritts. I mean, Chip's family family had bought horses together from back in 36, 37, 38, somewhere in there. And so our families have been associated for, you know, a long time. And met Chip when he was going to college here, and I was going to college here, and just kind of continued it on. And you know, Chip was rodeoing, I was rodeoing, and so that's how we got acquainted, and just kept raising horses together.
Randy, we need to take a break. Let's get that done, but stay with us, folks. We'll have more from Randy Dunn in just a moment. You're listening to The Horseman's Corner.